This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here's Caroline Fellows, editor-in-chief, on the MLK March.
The Martin Luther King Jr. March and Community Celebration was Sunday, January 14th. Community members marched from Webster Groves City Hall to Steger 6th Grade Center, singing songs led by Pastor David DeNoon of the First Congregational Church of Webster Groves. Then there was a dinner and performances by several groups, including the Avery Spotlight Singers and WG Acapella.
This was a very powerful day. In addition to singing, there were many great speeches given, including one by our very own superintendent, John Simpson.
It's amazing. This is the first time in my memory, this is my 13th year being a part of this, and it's the first time that I can remember, at least, that it was three busloads full of marchers, and in these temperatures, that says a lot about the care in this community for the cause. And so I want to thank all the people for being here. Again, good evening. My name is John Simpson, and in my role as superintendent of the Webster Groves School District, I have the true pleasure of working with the entire district community and those beyond to create the best learning environment possible for our children. One that mirrors who they are as people and as learners, but also one that reflects the larger world in which they live. On behalf of the planning committee, who's dedicated an extraordinary amount of thought and time to this, Dr. Fields, Mr. Atterbury, the principals of the school, and our Board of Education, welcome to the Steger Computer School for the 23rd Annual Community Celebration. Tonight, we gather to honor and celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the most influential leaders this world has ever seen. A man whose care and work led to the major transformation of inequitable and unjust systems and structures across the United States. And a man who dedicated and ultimately lost his life fighting for major transformations in people's hearts, those living at the time and those yet unborn, or those yet born. As we're led in remembrance and celebration of his life by talented individuals across varying generations, genders, races, and other life stories, let's celebrate just not his effect on the entire world, but also his effect on each of us. Thank you again, and thank you for being here.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Poppers and Prosecco by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Views expressed by this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the students, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.